But first, I want to talk about healthcare. I want to talk about the BC Court of Appeals ruling that says patients who are forced to wait a medically unacceptable time, medically dangerous amount of time for treatment, do not have the right to use their after-tax dollars to seek care from a private clinic. Now, by the way, that's not the case if you're a federal prisoner. No, no, you can access a private clinic, as can members of the military, RCMP, injured unionized workers, and wait for it, judges. Astoundingly, even the judge who ruled in this case has had surgery at a private clinic. And I think it's also noteworthy that members of the BC NDP, who are so jubilant at the decision to prevent you and me from using private clinic to alleviate discomfort and pain, have used the private Cambie Street Surgery Center. But you and your family don't have the right, no matter how damaging it would be to your health or psychological well-being, to seek care. As Justice Janet Winteringham states in her 2018 ruling granting a temporary injunction against the BC NDP's governments to prevent patients from using a private clinic, in quotes, "Some patients will suffer serious physical and or psychological harm while waiting for health services." September 2020, Justice John Steeve acknowledged that some patients facing long wait times suffer from prolonged pain and increased risk of deterioration. A key point, by the way, in this BC Court of Appeals ruling is it does not dispute that patients suffer, even die while waiting for treatment. But how could they dispute it? 11,581 patients in Canada died in 2021 while waiting for surgeries. Since April 2018, total 26,875 patients have died waiting for surgery or diagnostic scans on waiting lists. So on the one side, you have patients demanding the right to protect their own personal health when the system has failed them. And on the other side, you have the BC NDP, you have the federal Liberals saying no, along with the BC Court of Appeals, saying that the system is more important than your individual health. I guess the question is, what do you think about it? You'd better decide before it's you or a loved one waiting a medically unacceptable time for treatment. Would you favor being allowed to use your after-tax dollars to get treated at a private clinic? The court ruling says we can't allow patients who are suffering access to private care is because we want to protect the system. Well, that's beyond absurd. What system? Right now, it's estimated over 1 million Canadians are waiting for treatment. Before the pandemic, 50 to 60,000 Canadians a year were forced to leave the country to get their medical care. Is this really what the court and the government are protecting? I want you to be clear on this. They're protecting a system that, according to the Institute of Health Information, their study, looking at wait times in 11 Western countries, ranked Canada, their healthcare system, dead last. The Commonwealth Fund survey in 2021 found Canada ranked dead last among 11 developed nations when it comes to receiving care within 4 hours in an emergency department. Dead last among 11 developed countries when it came to see a specialist within 4 weeks of referral. Dead last when it came to non-emergency surgery after it's recommended. And this is the system they're protecting? Again, please note, it's a system the judge or the healthcare minister or his cabinet colleagues have the opportunity, they don't have to use it. No, they can go to a private clinic. I want to make one other thing clear, and I really want you to hear this distinction. These results have nothing to do, and we've had them for decades, but they have nothing to do with the people working in healthcare. Nothing whatsoever. It's about the system they're working in. The system that provides no financial incentive to treat patients. So a lot of times they're not treated. There are two other things that I want you to be clear on. No matter where you stand on the issues, you should understand. Rationing healthcare through waiting lists is government policy in order to control costs. It's government policy. It's also government policy to restrict the number of doctors in medical schools. Again, that's to control costs. After all, if you had more doctors, that'd be more doctor's visits, more tests to run, and that costs money. Let me finish by coming back to the shocking point that opponents of private care, including the Court of Appeal, admit. This is the point to get. People are suffering. They're dying while waiting for treatment. And they say the system is more important. They're willing to have people die waiting for treatment. And it's all in the service of ideology, an anti-private care ideology that's rejected in every country in the Western world. I mean, my goodness, in Cuba, they have private health care. But listen to the ruling by the Supreme Court Justices McLaughlin, Major, and Bastarache in the Shawili case. This is after a year of study. In quotes, many Western democracies that do not impose a monopoly on the delivery of health care have successfully delivered to their citizens medical services that are superior to and more affordable than the services that are presently available in Canada. The evidence refutes the government's theoretical contention that a prohibition on private insurance is linked to maintaining quality public health care, end of quote. Hey, like, don't get me wrong, though. It's your prerogative to push to prevent people from alleviating their own suffering or that of a loved one by accessing a private clinic. And polls suggest that something, it depends on the poll, but more recently, something like 25%, but it might be as high as 40% of Canadians agree that the system is more important than an individual's health. Maybe no surprise. I mean, there's always casualties on the ideological battlefield. Although I say it would be interesting to see their ideology tested if it was them or a loved one waiting a medically unacceptable time for treatment. Well, I guess we got the answer from numerous politicians and others like the judge. No, they didn't wait in line.